This is JIS News. Coming up, European Union commends economic reform program. Majority of gas stations closed last week cleared for reopening, and 310 farm workers to depart the island on Wednesday. The news in detail after the break.
Child abuse is any act or failure to act on the part of an adult which presents physical and emotional risks of serious harm to a child. Hitting a child with a piece of board, belt, or any other object is abuse. Burning a child with a hot object like an iron is abuse. Calling a child worthless, stupid, and good for nothing is abuse. Violating a child sexually is abuse. Report suspected cases of child abuse to the OCR. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
Now the news. Pumps at 12 of the 17 gas stations that were ordered closed last week after being linked to the sale of contaminated fuel have reopened. President of the Jamaica Gasoline Retailers Association, Leonard Green, says the requisite tests have been conducted and the substandard petrol is off the market.
We're going to have some regulatory changes and better control mechanisms to prevent it from going forward. But with close monitoring of the suppliers, I think that the public can feel comfortable that the integrity of the gas is restored and that it is safe for them to use.
Mr. Green, who was speaking with JIS News Tuesday, said going forward, distributors of fuel will have to go through a rigorous testing regime to ensure consumers get the best quality. Meanwhile, the Bureau of Standards Jamaica says the remaining five stations will be fit to resume full operations once the substandard fuel is removed from the pumps and the adequate checks are conducted. The European Union is commending the government for its recent successes under the Economic Reform Programme. Head of Section for Cooperation at the European Union, Ahim Chavette, says the government must be congratulated for its dedication to fiscal discipline and its sustained efforts to spur economic growth.
The country deserves credit how this has been done, how this has been handled so far, and I think we're seeing some very positive results, even if, of course, as everybody agrees, more growth is needed in the economy.
Mr. Chavette was speaking at the opening of the CariForum EU Public Procurement Capacity Building Programme 5-day training course on Monday. He says the current emphasis on modernizing public procurement, which accounts for approximately 30% of gross domestic product, GDP, will not only strengthen the local economy, but foster increased economic exchanges within the region. A total of 310 farm workers will depart the island Wednesday to take up employment on farms in Ontario, Canada. The men who met with Labour and Social Security Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson at the Ministry's Overseas Employment Services Centre in Kingston before their departure are the first batch of workers to leave the country for 2016. They're slated to stay in Canada for 8 months under the Overseas Seasonal Employment Programme. In his address, Dr. Ferguson implored the workers to continue to be ambassadors for the country to ensure the growth and expansion of the farm work programme.
How you demonstrate your skills in relation to interpersonal relationship, working with others, is going to be important. When you get there, all 310 of you are coming from a small island state known as Jamaica. And therefore, you must bond together and show peace, brand Jamaica.
Minister Ferguson says remittances of $20 million Canadian were gained last year from the farm work programme, up from $16 million earned in 2014. And Commissioner of Police Dr. Carl Williams is appealing to Jamaicans to continue partnering with the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, to provide a safer environment. The police commissioner made the appeal Monday while addressing the JCF's annual 2016 devotion exercise at the police headquarters in St. Andrew.
Crime fighting and restoring peace in our community, in our society, is not just a job for the police. It is for all of us. And I am extending my arm to partner with each and everyone who is willing to see peace restored in Jamaica. We've come this far by faith, and we're going to go much further by faith and doggedness and hard work.
While admitting that aspects of the past year were very difficult for the JCF, the commissioner says several initiatives which started in 2015 should manifest in a reduction in murders and other crimes. Dr. Williams adds that measures will also be implemented to deal with the actions and behaviors of rogue police officers. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.